We're catching a bit of a break from the cold weather across our area this afternoon. Temperatures have moved up into the 40s across much of the region. A few spots have hit the 50-degree mark today, so it's certainly a big turnaround from the cold weather we've had recently. The warm-up, though, is brief, as another cold front is set to come through. In fact, it's coming through rather shortly, and that will knock those temperatures back down again tonight into tomorrow, and will keep it cold right through Friday. Across our area today, we've had a blend of clouds and some breaks of sunshine. There have been a couple of scattered showers around as well, and as the front comes through during the late day and early evening hours, we'll keep up that chance for some scattered rain and snow showers across the region. This particular front doesn't have a ton of moisture associated with it, so it doesn't look like it'll be super stormy by any means, but there's definitely that potential for some raindrops and snowflakes heading into tonight. The winds have been fairly gusty through the day, and we'll see the wind continue on the gusty side moving into tonight, though as the front passes by, the wind will turn. So right now, the winds are mainly out of the south and southwest. By tonight, we'll see those winds turn more to the west behind the front. Temperatures overnight will drop back basically to around 30 or so on average across the area, which is not cold for the nighttime this time of year. But the change will come tomorrow as those numbers don't move very far. So we start off from basically the upper 20s and low 30s, and we only warm up into the upper 20s and low to mid 30s across much of our area tomorrow, so there's not much of a warm-up moving ahead through the day on Wednesday. We're likely to see some scattered snow showers at times tomorrow, especially north and west of the capital region, and of course some heavier snow is possible if you happen to be traveling west on the thruway out towards Syracuse. Quiet weather is with us on Thursday, but it's a cold day as temperatures only make it into the teens and 20s, and then on Friday, with that cold air still lingering, our next storm comes into the region. That's likely to bring us a light wintry mix on Friday, probably some combination of snow and sleet. There's also potential for some freezing rain, especially in the Connecticut River Valley. Some areas are likely to change terrain later on Friday, and then it will warm up on Saturday with temperatures that could make it up into the 40s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers. Breezy, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, scattered snow showers, windy and cooler, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers. Breezy, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers. Windy and cooler, high 28 to 34. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of evening showers. Breezy, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and cooler, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers. Breezy, low 28 to 32. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun with a few snow showers possible. Windy and cooler, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and high clouds, cold but not as windy, with highs in the teens and 20s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a wintry mix and highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.